Hello, I'm Isabel Richards, a senior art history major at Dickinson College. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about From Artist to Audience, an exhibition curated by myself and my fellow art history majors enrolled in the senior seminar course. Every year, art history seniors collaborate to create an exhibition at the Trout Gallery under the direction of an art history professor. This year, Professor Melinda Schlitt provided expert guidance as we navigated the diverse range of artists, regions, chronology, media, and subjects represented in 35 works from the private collection of Darlene K. Morris, many of which have not been exhibited or published. Spanning from around 1490 to 1770, these works were produced in the principal artistic centers of Italy, including Naples, Rome, Florence, Siena, Bologna, Parma, Ferrara, Venice, and Genoa. The enormous technical variety demonstrated in these images illustrates the unique status of drawings within the artist's studio and the multiplicity of prints available to a broader public audience. This diversity in technique is matched by an equally wide range of subjects, both secular and religious. After conducting preliminary research on the artists and the nature of drawings and prints from the Renaissance through the 18th century, the senior seminar students decided to organize the works around issues related to function and audience, which most broadly could be characterized as pertaining to the private sphere of the artist as represented by drawings, and the public realm of viewers and collectors, as represented by prints. As you make your way around the gallery today, we invite you to consider an observation made by the director of the Trout Gallery, Dr. Philip Ehrenfeit, who noted that prints and drawings are often the most intimate and revealing works by an artist. Frequently small in size, they provide a view into an artist's creative spirit on a scale that is individual, direct, and intense. Enjoy.